I talk to the Buckeyes, it's they're focusing on them. That's what this month of September is all about. When you don't have a preseason, when you don't have scrimmages, you got to utilize the opportunities that you have, those non-league games, to find out who you are and make those improvements. And they say the biggest improvement you should make as a team is from week one to week two, because now we're able to go live for four quarters and be able to go sit down and watch film and see what areas we need to improve upon. And we say that, and I hope our kids buy into that. So this week's no different. You know, we got to look at what we did not so good on Saturday, look at what we did, and find a way to execute Saturday at noon.
Where do you want to see the biggest
jump back? Probably just in the execution. You know, the execution. We always talk about, you know, practice execution becomes game reality. Well, I need to see that carry over now into a game. You put a plan to win together each and every week, no matter who you're playing. It doesn't change. Tuesday practice don't change. A Wednesday practice don't change. Creating a plan that what it's going to take to be successful week in and week out. You know, probably the discipline. You know, we need to take a huge jump, because I told you Thursday night that was selfish, and we need to see improvement in those areas and hold each other accountable. Need to see the fundamentals. Need to see the physicality. Need to see the focus over the entire course of a football game. But the one thing that you love early is finding out. And I said it in the presser last week before the game. You know, this gives opportunity to see how your kids handle adversity too. You know, that second quarter didn't go as planned, but to see how our young men reacted coming out in the second half. And, you know, there's growth there. And our job is to make sure by the time we get into league play, you know, we play in the best FCS conference in the country, that we need to, if we make those mistakes in league play, it's going to come back to haunt you. Yeah, number one for our kids. You know, I thank Ohio State for giving our, you know, it's bigger than us, but giving not only our players, our program, our university, you know, the fans at our Youngstown State opportunity to put our players to experience what they're going to experience on Saturday. And, you know, to go play the best, you know, I tell you, we play the best in FCS. Now we get to go play the best in the FBS. And it's football, and, you know, we got to go in with a plan to win and find out how we execute and evaluate how we do against that type of program.
What have you seen from
them? I mean, defensively, they're all over the place, physical. I mean, they got the best players in the country. That's a fact. You know, and, you know, probably they got to hear the theys. You know, why didn't you score 50? Why didn't you go score 60? You know, how many home openers have they lost in the last 43 years? Well, I can remember the 2014 to Virginia Tech, where a redshirt freshman, JT Barrett, they had a young offensive line. Well, what did they do in that year? You guys recall? Exactly. So, you know, they got the great players. They're finding out about their kids. They're finding out about a couple of, you know, their offensive tackles, I think, gave up zero sacks in the NFL preseason. So they got new tackles. Guess what? They're going to be good. They're going to make a big jump from week one to week two. And, you know, they want to get to the national championship at the FBS level. And, you know, we're trying to climb the same thing in our little, in our FCS. So, you know, for us to go play the competition, we're never going to back down from it. I think it's a great opportunity for our players, for our fans, and it's a great opportunity to be able to put yourselves against such a program. So, you know, our kids, you know, I know they'll be excited.
You're obviously a veteran here that's been on stage. A lot of these guys have been on big stages
Yeah, and I think that comes every week. You know, people probably think, oh, you're doing something different because of who you're playing. We don't. We have the same meetings. We have the same preparation. We do the same, you know, game breakdowns, finding what can we do. What can we do offensively? What can we do defensively? What we can do on special teams, regardless if it's Valpo to Ohio State to Robert Morris to Northern Iowa. You know, and I think our kids, you know, and I was proud that I'd even hear about this game going into the Valpo game, which tells me a little bit about the maturity and of our team, that we're focused on. Today was a Tuesday practice. Did we have a great practice? Go in and watch the film, and we got to come back out and have a great Wednesday practice. And, you know, we get to see the plan that we put together against the best in the country, against one of the best defenses in the country, best offenses in the country, best wide receivers in the country, and see how we fare. You know, right now, you know, he practiced today, and we're going to take that day by day. For me, sometimes we got to make grown-up decisions. I want to take care of our kids healthy. You know, the mindset to go play a football game, you better be at 100%. And so for us to go through film today, see how he feels, go through tomorrow, and I'm sure when we get to Saturday, you know, we'll make a decision on it. I always expect, you know, you never go in a week not expecting to play. You go in the week, expect to play, and guess what? If we feel on Saturday right before kickoff, just don't see it, you know, those will be decisions, you know, that we make. But last week he wanted to play, was ready to play. But again, sometimes we got to make decisions for our young men that not only benefit them, but benefit our team too. No, we came out, you know, from game one, you know, pretty healthy. So, yeah, I mean, we do. You know, I think they look at your schedule, and we played Kentucky last year, played Michigan State, and in the future, whether it's Pitt, whether it's Maryland. You know, the difference here is, you know, we got 79 players from the state of Ohio on our roster. It's a pretty big deal. You know, they probably grew up, if not a fan, wanting to play there, wanting to be a Buckeye. So this one's a little bit different just for, you know, that. But, you know, going down to Kentucky last year in the SEC, you know, for us too, we carry the flag. You know, the state of Ohio, I don't really know if they know the Missouri Valley Football Conference. They know Mid-American Conference. So for us to wave that flag that we play in the best FCS conference in the country, that every year first, second, third round picks are coming from teams in the Missouri Valley Football Conference into the NFL. Nobody knows that. They know Mid-American Conference. And, you know, so for us to be able to have games like this where not only are you representing your university, your city, the area, but you're also representing the league that you play in. And we're proud of the league we play in. And each year those teams are winning national titles. And that's what, you know, that's why we come to work every day, to build that program. You know, for him, we knew what he could do. He had enough film against very good competition. You know, the GLIAC, Division II. Well, guess what? They got good football players in the GLIAC. You watch Ferris State. You go watch Grand Valley. Again, they got guys in the NFL. So, you know, we knew he was playing against good competition. You know, we knew that he would have a good fit when he came in. And we had to beat some guys on him now. I mean, it just wasn't, you know, we had to go beat, you know, some FBS for him. We had to beat some league for him. And we felt good when he came on a visit from Chicago and, you know, Midwest, that he'd fit in well with our players. And, you know, for us, getting an older guy in that room besides Dre is what we needed. And I think he's been a big help to those young guys, you know, DeCephas Harris and Deshaun Watley, you know. And, you know, so for us, the transition was pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there truth in that? Yeah, the speed of it, you know, but I'm sure we got a lot of guys on our roster that could go play FBS, you know, knock on wood. They're with the Penguins, but, you know, when you do, you know, you've got to adjust to that speed. Yeah, those defensemen now, they're first round, second round, third round picks in the NFL, and they got maybe a little more length. Maybe they have a few more inches, quicker, maybe quicker twitch. There's a reason they probably had four-star, five-stars coming out of, you know, high school. Our kids, you know, some of them, most of them, you know, were developmental. You know, so maybe they were 6'5", 6'6", 215 pounds coming out of high school, where the, if you're not 270, 290, you're not getting recruited. Now those kids might be 300, 305, and we're able to develop them in the weight room. And that's why every year, you know, to see a Mike McAllister with the Rams on their practice squad, you know, he was a walk-on for us and developed into a player that, you know, can make a roster in the NFL. And that's not an easy task. So, you know, they just got a lot more of them. And, you know, in the first quarter, you got to adjust to that speed and go play football.
Doug, is that the biggest, I don't want to say challenge, but the biggest thing you adjust to the, you know, the speed? And in the first quarter, is that first probably in the critical quarter?
Yeah, you got to go in, you know, home game, excitement, and just staying focused and doing your job, I think, is always key and critical. And you watch the start of the games. You know, but, you know, for us, it's like any game. You know, our scout team can't give the look Ohio State's going to give. Nothing against our scout team. You know, so, you know, it's going to take that first couple series. You better adjust quick. You better adjust quick if you're a defensive back and you got to guard Harrison, or, you know, you're up front or you're the left tackle and, you know, you got those guys coming off the edge on pass rush. So, yeah, you got to make those adjustments quick, or it could be a long day. Yeah, I try to say it's not about me, it's about our kids and our program. But, you know, to know it started with Coach Tressel, you know, here, you know, and then the opportunity there, and I had great relationships and built strong relationships with Luke Fickell by going there and working with Jim Haycock, and, you know, those things, yeah. And, you know, but that won't be on my mind as we go. You know, we went back there at Cincinnati when we were there, and, you know, this is about our kids and getting them prepared and getting them ready to play on that type of stage.